Evaporator coil slash cased coil, anatomy and service, a whole component field guide to the indoor evaporator slash cased coil, how it's built, a coil, slab, cased vs uncased, how it's plumbed and metered, why it freezes and leaks, and how to service it. From the launch my HVAC knowledge base. What it is. The evaporator coil is the indoor heat exchanger that actually cools and dehumidifies the air. It's where the refrigeration cycle's cold lives. Low-pressure liquid refrigerant enters through the metering device, boils off as it absorbs heat from the house air blowing across the fins, and leaves as a low-pressure vapor headed back to the compressor. The air gives up sensible heat, gets cooler, and latent heat water condenses out, so the coil is also your dehumidifier. A cased coil is just an evaporator coil that comes in its own sheet metal box, the case ready to bolt onto a furnace or sit in an air handler. The case routes the air through the coil and catches the condensate. Whether it's called an A-coil, slab, or cased coil, the job is identical: boil refrigerant to pull heat and moisture out of the airstream. How it's built. Coil geometry. Most are an A-coil, two slabs lean together in an A/V shape to pack more surface into a duct, or a flat slab coil single face, common in horizontal applications and some packaged units. More face area and rows equals more capacity. Tubes and fins. Copper or aluminum tubing carries refrigerant. Then aluminum fins are pressed onto the tubes to multiply the air contact surface. Some newer coils are all aluminum or microchannel. Metering device. A TXV thermostatic expansion valve or a fixed orifice/piston sits at the coil inlet and drops the high-pressure liquid to low pressure, metering it into the coil. The TXV sensing bulb clamps to the suction line, leaving the coil. Distributor. On TXV coils, a distributor with several small feeder tubes splits the metered refrigerant evenly across all the coil circuits, so the whole coil feeds equally. Drain pan. Under and sometimes built into the coil, slope to a drain connection. A cased coil's pan is part of the case. Many installs at a secondary slash auxiliary pan beneath the whole unit. The case. Sheet metal cabinet with a supply slash return openings sized to the furnace or air handler it mates to. How it's plumbed and where it sits. The coil is the low-pressure side indoors. The liquid line small. Warm brings refrigerant from the outdoor unit to the metering device. The suction line large, cold, insulated carries vapor back out. The coil melts downstream of the blower's discharge. On an upflow furnace it sits on top, in the supply airstream, so all the conditioned air passes through it. The condensate it wrings out drains from the pan through a trap to an approved point. A critical install detail. On a gas furnace, the cooling coil sits above the heat exchanger in the airstream. It must be installed so its condensate can't drip down into the furnace and rot the exchanger. In the field, most evaporator coil work is one of three things: it's freezing, it's leaking, or it's dirty slash restricting airflow. The coil itself rarely breaks mechanically. It's the airflow across it, the charge feeding it, or corrosion in it that causes calls. Normal values and targets. Airflow. About 350 to 450 CFM per ton across the coil for comfort cooling. Lower CFM toward about 350 for more dehumidification. Higher toward about 450 for max sensible. Too little airflow freezes the coil. Coil slash refrigerant split. The coil should run an evaporating temperature well above freezing in normal operation. A coil saturation temp at or below 32 degrees under load will ice up over time. Superheat fixed orifice. Per the wet bulb slash dry bulb chart. Not a fixed number. TXV superheat. The valve targets roughly 8 to 12 degrees superheat at its outlet. A TXV holds superheat fairly constant as load changes. Subcooling. Read at the outdoor unit, but a flooded or starved coil shows up here too. Condensate. A coil doing real latent work produces steady water in cooling season. Bone dry and humid weather can mean low airflow icing or a coil not getting cold. Common faults and what they mean. Coil freezing solid. The big one. Two root causes. Low airflow, dirty filter, dirty coil, weak slash slow blower, closed registers, undersized return or low charge slash restriction. The coil gets too cold for the air passing it. Diagnose which, thaw it, then check airflow and charge. Refrigerant leak in the coil. Indoor coils, especially older copper tubes slash aluminum fin ones, are prone to formicary and nest corrosion. Microscopic pinhole leaks driven by VOCs in indoor air shows as a slow charge loss with no obvious oil spot. Find it with an electronic leak detector or bubbles after pressurizing. Dirty coil slash high static. Dust cakes the entering face and gets past poor filters, choking airflow and capacity. Often hidden, because it's the upstream face you can't see without pulling the coil or scoping it. Water leaking slash pan overflow. Plug drain. slimed pan, cracked pan, or a low spot holding water, covered in depth in the condensate system article, but the coil's pan is where it starts. Uneven coil feeding. A plugged or kinked distributor feeder tube starves part of the coil. You'll see frost on some circuits and not others. Weak capacity. TXV hunting or stuck. A TXV losing its bulb charge or stuck closed/open starves or floods the coil, covered in the metering device material. Tech tips and gotchas. A frozen coil is an airflow or charge problem. The coil is the victim. Don't fix it by adding refrigerant blind. Thaw it, then measure airflow static, blower amps, filter, register openness and check charge properly. Adding gas to a low airflow freeze-up just makes it worse. The dirty side is the side you can't see. The entering upstream face cakes with dirt that a quick look at the leaving side misses. If capacity is down and the visible side looks clean, pull or scope the coil. Suspect formicary corrosion on slow, mystery charge loss, in older indoor coils with no visible leak. Pinholes in the fin pack are common and hard to spot. Match the metering device to the system. A TXV coil paired badly with a wrong orifice or a non-bleed TXV on a single-stage outdoor unit can cause hard start and charging headaches. Confirm the coil and condenser are an approved match. Protect the furnace below. A coil installed without proper condensate management trips into the heat exchanger and creates a rust/CO problem down the road. Safety/code notes. Condensate must drain to an approved point with a proper trap per the mechanical/plumbing code condensate provisions. An auxiliary/secondary drain pan and/or float switch is required where overflow would damage the building. Recover refrigerant per EPA Section 608 before cutting into a coil to replace it. Never vent. On a gas furnace, the cooling coil must be installed so condensate cannot drain into the furnace heat exchanger. Sharp fins and refrigerant under pressure. Wear eye protection and gloves. Relieve pressure and purge with nitrogen before brazing on a coil.